This is Fresh Air. The new film Past Lives was one of the most acclaimed movies at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Our film critic Justin Chang calls it the most affecting love story he's seen in a long time. It tells the story of a budding New York playwright who gets back in touch with a childhood friend she left behind when her family moved away from Korea years before. Now in theaters, it's the first feature written and directed by Celine Song. Here's Justin's review.
Past Lives opens with a shot of three people sitting at a bar in New York. A man and a woman, both of Asian descent, chat with each other, while another man, who's white, looks silently on. We hear some people watchers off-screen casually wonder how these three are connected. Are the Asian duo a couple, or are they siblings? Or is the white guy the Asian woman's boyfriend? It's a nicely sardonic entry point into a story that's rooted in the writer-director Celine Song's personal experience. By the end of this exquisitely thoughtful and moving film, we've come to know and care deeply about all three of her characters, who are far more complicated than a snap judgment can convey. After that prologue, the movie flashes back 24 years to when the two Asian leads were young classmates in Seoul, South Korea. The girl is named Na Young, and the boy is named Hae Sung. They're close friends, practically childhood sweethearts, but everything is about to change. Na Young and her family are immigrating to Canada, and she and a quietly heartbroken Hae Sung lose contact. 12 years pass. Na Young, now going by Nora and played by Greta Lee, is a 24-year-old aspiring playwright in Toronto. Hae Sung, played by Tae-o Yu, is an engineering student in Seoul. They reconnect by chance on Facebook and are soon spending hours video chatting on Skype. Even though they haven't talked in more than a decade, the old bond is still there, maybe stronger than ever. But realizing that her renewed friendship with Hae Sung is distracting her from her life in Toronto, Nora decides they should cool it for a while. It'll be another 12 years before they talk again, and by the time they do, Nora is living in New York and married to a fellow writer named Arthur. And yes, he's the white guy from the opening scene, played by John Magaro. One day, Hae Sung tells Nora that he's coming to New York for a visit and would like to see her, sparking a conversation between her and Arthur.
Are you mad?
No.
Feels like you are.
I don't have a right to be mad.
What do you mean? Of course you do.
Nora, the guy flew 13 hours to be here. I'm not going to tell you that you can't see him or something. He's your childhood sweetheart. And it's not like you're going to run away with him. Are you?
Definitely. I'm going to throw away my life here and run away with him to Seoul. Do you even know me? I'm not going to miss my rehearsals for some dude.
I know. I know you.
Nora and Hae Sung do meet a few times, visiting the Brooklyn Bridge and riding a ferry boat around the Statue of Liberty, a resonant image for this immigrant story. Their mix of sightseeing and soul-searching might remind you at times of Richard Linklater's Before trilogy, another talky, decade-spanning, continent-jumping love story. Past Lives is both achingly romantic and earnestly philosophical. More than once, Nora and Hae Sung use the Korean term inyeon, a Buddhist-derived concept which suggests that every meeting between two souls is the product of countless interactions or near interactions in their past lives. They muse about what might have happened if Nora, if Na Young, had stayed in Korea. Maybe she and Hae Sung would have gotten married. Or maybe not. Maybe it's only because she left that their feelings for each other are so powerful now. The two leads are wonderful. Greta Lee, from the series Russian Doll, reveals Nora's uncertainty, but also her strength. She hints at both the confidence Nora's gained from her life as a successful artist and the identity confusion she sometimes experiences living in the West. Tae-o Yu is quietly heartbreaking as the more reserved Hae Sung, who's faced personal and professional disappointment back in Seoul and clearly longs for something with Nora that can probably never be. and the emotional stakes kick up several notches when Nora and Hae-sung go out one night with Arthur, bringing us back to that scene in the bar. Magaro plays Arthur as a bit of a goofball, but also as a decent, understanding guy, who at one point amusingly refers to himself as the evil white American husband standing in the way of destiny. What makes Past Lives so moving in the end is the grace that all three of these characters extend to one another in an awkward situation with no heroes or villains. You've seen the more conventional romantic triangle version of this story, but Song isn't after melodrama. She wants us to see what's keeping Nora and Hae-sung apart, but also what's binding them, possibly for eternity. Past Lives, which compresses 2 decades into barely 2 hours, is the most affecting love story I've seen in ages. It ends with a curiously hopeful image, focused less on the character's past regrets and more on the infinite possibilities still ahead.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film Past Lives. On Monday's show, remember the news story about the white woman with an unleashed dog in Central Park who called 911 claiming a black man was threatening her, which he wasn't? Well, we'll talk with that man, Christian Cooper, who now hosts a National Geographic birdwatching show and was one of Marvel's first openly gay writers and editors. He's written a memoir. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Charlie Kyer. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley. We'll close out with this recording by Astrid Gilberto, who died Monday at the age of 83. The song became a smash hit, helping create a bossa nova craze in the U.S. It was also her first recording.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes. When she walks to the sea.